According to the latest data recorded by Statek, the next indexation of wages, pensions and salaries will very likely take effect in May. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has called on EU member states to stay united as they consider countermeasures to US tariffs, saying Trump should be made to understand that escalating trade tensions is not in his best interest. China has vowed to fight to the end against fresh tariffs of 50% threatened by US President Trump, further aggravating a trade war that has already wiped trillions off global markets. Stock markets and oil prices slumped further on a Black Monday as US President Trump stood firm over his tariffs despite recession fears. Due to a train strike at Belgium's National Railway Company today, delays and cancellations are expected to affect all trains operating between Luxembourg and Belgium. And Europe's climate monitor says that global temperatures hovered at historic highs in March, prolonging an extraordinary heat streak that has tested scientific expectations. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's another sunny day throughout the country. After a chilly start, the mercury will quickly rise to 11 degrees by mid-morning and 15 to 16 degrees by the afternoon.